We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, we got some people on hold that want to talk about the NFL stadium experience. I'm going to get to them in just a minute. This is the time of the week that we give away Joe Starkey's card of the week. And to do that, we go out to Jeff Patton. He's owner of the Baseball Card Castle in my neck of the woods, Cranberry Township. Jeff, good morning. How are you today?
Great, Ron. Thanks for having me.
What do you got going this week, Jeff?
This week we're going to Steeler Royalty. We're going to the Franco Harris rookie card, 1973 Topps.
Tell me a little bit about it. What's so special about it other than the fact that it's a Steelers all-time Hall of Famer and one of the great guys in Pittsburgh history?
Well, that's a good start. And secondarily, this card came out right after the Immaculate Reception. This is a 1973 card. It's an iconic shot of Franco on the sidelines in a Steeler tassel cap. It's one of the things people don't realize. Topps did not have a license with the teams in 1970s. So a lot of the shots you'll notice in the early football cards had no helmets because they weren't allowed to use the imagery. So it's an iconic shot of Franco on the sidelines in 1973.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week, and I want to tell people how they can win this card, and any card collector would want it. Go to 937thefan.radio.com/contest /win a 1973 Topps Franco Harris rookie card. You can't miss it signing up. Anybody would love it for their collection. All right, we were talking about NFL stadium experience, and I said, you know, why do you still go to games? It seems like it'd be so much easier to watch at home, avoid the expense and the hassle. And we had a caller earlier saying that, you know, the fan experience, there's nothing quite like being about among the fans. And let's get to a few people that have thoughts on that, starting with Sharon. Hey, Sharon, good morning. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good today. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks.
My parents were Steelers ticket season holders for years. We still have the tickets. I love going to the games. I love the fans. I mean, it's great. But some of the things that we kind of run into is there's a big difference between a Steeler crowd and a Pirate crowd. Pirate crowds are more family-oriented. Steeler fans are crazy. And I enjoy that, but it just gets to be overwhelming sometimes. And it is a lot easier to sit down and watch your television and do all those things that you said. So we still have the tickets. You know, they gave us a hassle this year over them, but we still have them. And I hope to get back to – I won't go to every game, but I definitely am a Steeler fan, and I love the crowd noise. When they play that Renegade, it's just awesome. But I don't
now, you've been going for a number of years, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Has the crowd changed over the years? It's kind of my feeling it might got a little meaner. I don't know. Is it? Any different at a Steelers game?
People sit behind us screaming in our ears. They didn't seem to care. I mean, even if you call security, you know, they say something. But then, you know, you hate to ruffle feathers because it is a Steelers game. You expect people to scream. I scream. I don't scream very loud, but I scream. But you still have to have some kind of courtesy to people in front of you when you're, like, breaking their eardrums. But you can't beat that crowd. You can't beat that noise and the cheering. And I love it. But my ears are a lot better when I'm watching it at home and getting what I need to do. And, you know, like you said, going to the bathroom when you want to. You don't have to worry about concession stands. We used to even bring our own food. And then they got crazy with the, you know, the backpacks and with you know, reason. I understand that and I respect that. But I like it both ways. But I do enjoy watching it at home sometimes a lot better.
Sharon, thanks for the call. Appreciate your input. Have a great day. Let's move on to Dave. He has a thought. Hey, Dave, welcome to the show.
Hey, Cookie. This is Dave.
Hey, Dave. Sounds like you're at the Indianapolis 500 Speedway there. What's that car noise in the background?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just parked in the driveway, and I got on. I was on hold for a while, so that was a car going past.
All right. I got you. What do you got for me, Dave?
Well, I enjoy talking to you, Cookie. You do a good job. I really enjoy listening to you. But I bought the Steeler games. I've been a season ticket holder since 1970, okay? So I'm 71. I'll be 72 in September. The games, going to the games are not like they used to be, Cookie. I'm going to tell you. You know, there's too much going stuff going on that bothers me. From being first going into the stadium, and I understand all that. It's just, I'd rather just stay at home and do like you said, sit on the couch, have a cold one, I gotta go to the bathroom, no problem. Unfortunately, my daughter goes with me, and she enjoys going. So she kind of drags me into it, you know, says, come on, Dad, let's go, it's going to be a nice day, blah, 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 or she'll go with someone else. But it's getting a little Cookie. It really is. The parking, the whole deal. It's just, I'm worn out. I mean, I love the Steelers.
Well, you know, your age probably factors into that. You're not as young as you used to be, nor am I. And I think that's a factor too. But, you know, I just feel like my little dealings walking through the crowd, it's just a little meaner than it used to be. And you were around, you said, since 70. You lived 70. The glory years at Three River Stadium, right? I mean, there was nothing quite like those years, right?
No, not at all. And, you know, and I was young, and that was all good. I mean, you know, it was all good stuff. But, you know, fortunate to be able to witness all that in the 70s, you know. But, yeah, and then especially if it's cold, you know, it's too much for me. It's too much, you know.
So, all right, Dave.
It's kind of nice, I think, that me, I'm being selfish, maybe has the option where I'm not going to ever give up my season tickets, but, you know, hey, they won't let people into the games this year. You know, that money that I paid them, I guess will be forwarded for next year, you know, which is no big deal. That's just how I feel.
All right. I appreciate it, man. Thanks, Dave, for the call. Let's go to Jeff and see what he's got. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Good, Ron. How are you today?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for the call.
Hey, last year I went to the Miami Monday night game with my son. He got tickets to work, and we had aisle seats down around the end zone behind the Miami bench. And the game was great. It was exciting. But some of these younger fans, they don't sit in their seats. They get up every 5 minutes to go to the bathroom or go to the concession. We must have got up 15, 20 times to let people go by. And I just thought I could stay at home and sit in my chair and watch the game comfortably without all this aggravation. So I don't think I'll ever go to another Steeler game.
You know, it's funny because, you know, that's what – and I think a lot of people that have gone this year, if there are no games that they can go to, you watch it at home. Maybe you realize how good it is, you know. That you don't have to fight the ground. And I know even before the pandemic, you know, obviously concussions were the big issue facing the league, but I think keeping people going to the stadiums was a big concern for Roger Goodell. I don't think there's any question about that. And now, you know, if you don't have fans there, you might just think that fans are going to say, man, this was pretty good not having to park, and what's it cost to park these days and everything else. So, yeah, I appreciate the call. Go ahead. What? Finish up.
I just want to say, I don't think these fans are there to watch the game. I think they're there because it's an event. It's a social event. And they get up in the middle of a play and just walk past people. So it's just aggravating.
That's a great point. And I know what you mean, how if you're sitting there and every minute you got to stand up to let somebody go by. And, you know, hey, maybe that's a – thanks for the call, by the way, Dave. Maybe that's a reflection of, how many beers people have had that they got to keep running to the restrooms. Joe, you said we have one more? Gino, Up, welcome. You're up. Hey, Gino.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm great.
All right. Hey, I was a season ticket holder since the 80s, 1980s. And
You missed the best years in the 70s.
I know that. Yes, definitely. But a friend of mine, Ron Blackledge, was the offensive line coach down there for under Chuck Knoll there for a lot of years. But yeah, you know what? The last few callers hit it right on the head. I really feel that the atmosphere from then until most recently, I don't have the tickets anymore. I gave them up. But the other, you know, with the getting up and down and the drinking and the even the fighting in the stands and everything, it's just like it's not the same. It's just not the same. I would rather be at home, watch it on TV. I don't have to fight the traffic. I don't have to, you know, the concession stands and the bathrooms and everything else. So it's win-win situation.
Gino, appreciate it, man. I know exactly where you're coming from, and I think that's a real concern for these teams and one of the reasons why they want to get people into the games this year as many as they can. Obviously, it's to sell the concessions and parking and merchandise, but I don't think they want people to get in the habit of not being at the game. All right, we're going to switch up talk. We'll get back into some football. I got some more topics I want to get to. We'll get back into some football. Ed Bouchette will be joining me at 1 o'clock, but Hockey with Jay Caulfield coming up next. Don't forget Derek Shelton, the new Pirates manager at High Noon. We got 1 hour into the books, 3 to go. Thank you for finding Cook and Joe on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.